Hey, what are you doing in here? Shut the door.
What am I doing? What the heck are you doing? Are you seriously sitting here butt naked?
Well, it is hot as heck, and the AC quit working.
The AC works just fine. You just didn't pay the power bill.
How could I? This month's power bill is like 2 months' salary.
Well, you know, there's a better option than what we have. I've told you before. Maximum Power, the power of choice.
Whoa, Maximum Power. Let me find out.
Let Maximum Power help you save. Maximum Power is the world's premier independent full-service energy management consultants providing solutions to commercial, industrial, businesses, and government organizations. They work with all 55 providers in the state. You can contact them at 469-463-7214 or email them at maximum-power.com.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me find out. Let me find out.
The podcast that lets you find out.
Ooh, let me find out.
Let me find
out.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
Hey, you want to find out, is it?
What's up, everybody? Y'all already know who it is. It's your boy, Anthony Ray, all day.
It's your girl, Lacey Lou, you know who.
And we are the hosts of the Let Me Find Out podcast, the number two podcast in the world. And here we are trying this for the second time. And these things, they get on my nerves. But anyways, we've been having a little bit of trouble with our, I guess it's the mic stands that we have. I don't know what it is, but for one, they're like the cheap, the $15 a piece mic stand. So that might be
$15 the reason. A piece, really?
How much were they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were like $15, but I mean, it's all good. But anyways, when was our anniversary? Tuesday? Monday.
Yeah.
Monday. So Tuesday, we celebrated 19 years of marriage, right? And I was thinking, what, besides the obvious, what have been some of the most challenging parts of being married? That you could think of.
What do you mean besides the obvious, like the things that we've been through?
Yeah, like besides all that stuff or whatever, like just being married in general.
I think just learning how to probably communicate with each other. Like, I feel like I'm a better communicator than you are. I think it was really hard for you to learn how to communicate. And I'd be like, just tell me and just be honest with me about things. And I think that was really hard for you. But I feel like that's the number one thing that you need is
communication
and honesty, you know? And I mean, for me, probably too, like just learning like that you can't read my mind, which most women, I guess, assume that or think that. And you just have to be, men literally have to be told. And y'all have to be also when y'all like when we send you out for a with like something to get like. You literally have to have a picture and this is what I mean, you have to have like literal step by step.
You know, the crazy thing about stuff like that, like what you're saying, right? Like, I don't want to say that I don't pay attention to details because I do, but for certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't pay attention to the canned goods that we buy, the brand that we buy, stuff like that, you know? But I pay attention to details when it comes to other stuff, you know what I mean? The stuff that, like, I'm not saying that the food doesn't matter to me, but it Like, it's not. Dude, I'd be so lost trying to go grocery shopping to do the way we do whenever we go. Whenever I go with you or you go by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, we go down, up and down the aisles. And then even sometimes with you, you're like, oh, I forgot we're going to make this. We need, you know, such and such. It's way over there on this aisle or over there. You know what I mean? But we're most of the time we kind of just go on the fly. But is that one falling too?
A little bit, but I think it's going to be okay.
But
I'm just really hot in here.
Well, turn like, you got the app. Turn the thing on.
I know, but when it's kind of like the door. It's
but
hot.
It's kind of like I would be so lost, like trying to just go through the store. I mean, if I was going off of the way that we grocery shop, you know what I mean, like with specific brands and stuff like that. But I mean, I pay attention to detail whenever it comes to, like, you know, of course, cutting grass, mowing yards and stuff like that. Like, I like, not that I'm trying to be, I don't even know the word I'm trying to say, but like, so whenever I'm doing it by myself, before, you know, I pull up to a house, I pull, you know, the weed eater off, the edger off. If I'm going to do the riding mower, I pull, you know, whatever mower's behind the riding mower off and put everything to the side, right? I check the gas to everything. I have, like, you know, I wear the Dickey pants, so it has two side pockets, you know, that are low. I don't know, like, the what are they called, like cargo pants or whatever?
Yeah.
So I put, you know, I pull out enough weed eater string, and I cut it in half, and I have enough in both pockets on the side, and then pockets in my front, pockets in the back, so that way I'm never out of weed eater string. You know what I mean? And then I make sure that my blades are good. I make sure that I have everything. So whenever I get to working, I don't have to stop for anything like that. But, you know, Doughboy, he's been working with us. He's our son. And that's something that I've always taught him. But here lately, he's been slacking on that. You know what I mean? So whenever I get off, I pull everything off. I make sure that it all has gas, because him wasting time is like wasting my time too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's just something that I've always done. So that's, to me, that's kind of like detail stuff. But I honestly couldn't tell you, bro, like what kind of brand of anything we buy. If it's not HEB or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you don't. And sometimes I'm like, what the heck? Like, do you live in the same house as I do? That's how I feel sometimes when you don't know
the brands stuff. Or stuff. Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird with stuff like that. Like, I see it, but I honestly couldn't even tell you. Like, I don't.
I mean, I think it's also because you're a man. Like, y'all just don't.
I don't think that so much as that I'm a man. I mean, it's just, it's not what I do. You know what I mean? Like, you know, shout out to Pastor Rick. He goes and does all of their grocery shopping. If you were to ask Tori, she probably wouldn't know either, because that's not what she does. I mean, maybe she does. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, whenever it's not what you do, you just don't really, I don't want to say you don't care for it, because you do, but it's not your thing. Like, it's kind of like you have this security knowing that somebody else is taking care of it for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess that's the best way I could put it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
So what do you think some of the challenges are? Or have been 19 years of marriage. We've been married. We celebrated 19 years of marriage, but next month is 23 years together.
Together.
Wait, 22. Why do I keep saying 23? 22. So next month is 22 years together.
I think some of the challenges, like I guess, like, two, communication for one, for sure, was hard for me. And honestly, like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, you know, we're all good or whatever, but I don't really know. I mean, Nothing too crazy, I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess maybe, maybe here, I don't know if it's like here lately or not, but like, I guess the way we discipline the kids, because sometimes I'm kind of like, it's not that big of a deal, you know? And then you're like, no, but, you know, like the other day, Atiana coming into the room kind of like, I want to fall asleep on the phone and all this crap or whatever. And you kept telling her like, no, bro, like the rules are the rules. You know what I mean? But a part of me is like, bro, just freaking let her take her damn phone and let her do whatever. But at the same time, I'm kind of like that's always been a rule that we've had. And you can't like bend the rules. But here lately, I think we have bent those rules for her.
With the phone?
Not with the phone, but with like other things that the older kids weren't able to do. Like I couldn't tell you nothing like right off the bat, but I think the rules have changed. Like bedtime seems to just be like whenever, whatever, right now. And back when the older kids were younger, it was always like, this is bedtime, this is what it is. And now it's kind of like whenever you figure it out, I guess. I don't know. Like just little things.
I think there's a bedtime. Well, for Auntie, I mean, she's in high school. I don't ever feel like the kids like had a bedtime when they were in high school. But like Bree, she has a bedtime, but she literally is the slowest little girl on the planet. And she just messes around. Oh, now I gotta go unmake my bed and I gotta put my 10,000 squishmallows here and there. Like, yeah. I don't know. And then she's in tumbling. So, like, there's no way on those days she could get in bed on time.
And I think it's kind of like that's probably maybe one of the harder things because I'm more laid back. Like, whatever, like there could be a war going around me and I'm kind of just like whatever. Because I remember like whenever the kids were younger and they'd be arguing back and forth and just going at each other and I'm just like kicking back watching TV or whatever and you come in there like, do you not hear that? And I'm like, I hear it, but I'm not really paying attention to it, you know? So I think, I guess because I'm a man or I zone out or I don't know what it is, but you know, that's one thing that was, it's not that it was hard for me, but there are certain areas that I know I lack in and I try to be self-aware about things sometimes, but sometimes things just go over my head.
I think you're losing your hearing or you just don't really care to listen.
I don't think that I am though. Like, what do you mean?
Because you're always like, huh? What?
But, babe, you talk so low, bro.
I guess I have no medium. I'm either yelling, according to Atiana, if I slightly raise my voice. But I'm yelling to her. Or I don't talk loud enough. Like, I don't know.
Like, here recently, because you got those freaking knockoff headphones, I can't hear a word out of those things, bro. Whenever I call you, I cannot hear anything that you say.
Well, the Venmo lady the other day, I was on the dang treadmill talking to her. She sure did hear me.
Well, yeah. I mean, whenever you're about your money, bro, you're in a different tone of voice or whatever. But I can't hear anything off of those things.
I don't know. Well, maybe I need to just spend the money.
I told you. But I don't know. It's just crazy to think that it's been that long. Yeah. You know, like whenever I think we were leaving the restaurant. And I've said this before, but like the days seem long, the weeks seem long, months seem long, but like the years just fly by. It's crazy.
Sometimes the months and stuff don't seem long, though, to me. Everything just goes by fast to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, everything's, it's at a, it's just really weird because, like, going to Vegas, you know, like, whenever we went to L.A., you know, you're excited to go on the trip, and it just seems like forever to get there. And the next thing you know, it's like a week, and we've already been home. You know what I mean? After the trip. And then this year, we went to Las Vegas, and it kind of seemed like a drug to get here. And then now, here we are 2 weeks ago. You know, we were coming home from Las Vegas.
Yeah, two weeks ago today, we got home.
I was looking at pictures, and I'm like, man, it's freaking... kind of miss it, bro.
Yeah, we had fun. We should have stayed one more day.
Don't even. We tried telling y'all to stay.
I said if we could, the flights went up, and it was just ridiculous. We should have. I'm saying like, that's how we should have planned it.
Next time we need a plan. The next trip that we plan. We're going to leave on a Sunday night, and we're coming home Saturday night.
Okay. I mean, that's usually, our trips are usually like four-day trips. When we go to Ruidosa, they're like four-day trips. I know, but
they've been so much fun here lately, bro.
Well, we've gone somewhere besides Ruidosa.
I mean, but Ruidosa's fun too, though. But I mean, we've been more places than just Ruidosa. We've been to Ruidosa like freaking a million times, but... we've been to Galveston, we've been to Austin, we've been to Seguin, we've been to San Antonio, to Fredericksburg, to LA, to Las Vegas. Like, we've been a lot of places.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, our normal.
We usually leave on a Thursday and come home on a Sunday. Well, Vegas was fun, though.
Vegas was really fun.
Dude, did you see that video that I sent? Mm-mm. Remember that video I took of that girl's picking her feet at the restaurant? Mm-hmm. I sent that video.
You know who caught me picking at my feet at church? Rick. And he goes, you pay. If you're going to... if we're going to come over to eat, you're going to have to wash your hands. And we don't want no Parmesan cheese. You said
that? That's what I said on that video. I said, Parmesan cheese or nah?
Yeah, he goes, we don't want no Parmesan cheese. That's freaking like, hilarious, I have like a little crack, and I was just like kind of playing with the
crack. No, you don't got no little health. Crack. You got a... <Just
playing. laughs> No, when we were walking the first day, and in my sandals, I got like a little crack, and it was like bleeding.
And we saw...
that's what I was messing with.
Saw Rick today, whenever we were at the North Campus, and he came out and he saw a Doughboy, and he was all like... they're over there shaking hands and hugging and all kinds of crap.
He hugged him?
I don't know.
All dirty?
No, I don't, knowing Rick, he probably didn't hug him.
My mic just fell.
Here, go do whatever you got to do. I'm looking at the timestamp. I'll fix it.
My allergies are crazy right now.
Dude, I don't know if it's the dirt or whatever it is, but like I never really had, I don't know if I would say allergies or whatever, but like my nose stays stuffed. And then like my eyes always itch and like, I guess I have so much dirt on my face whenever I'm working, like my skin just burns. I don't know if I need to give me like some goggles to protect my eyes and wear that stupid mask, like you said, because sometimes I'll just start coughing and my throat gets real dry from this kind of, I don't know.
I'm sure it's a mixture. You want one of these pills? See, and you don't take anything.
Cause I don't feel like I don't feel like that stuff works, bro. Like to be honest,
it does though.
Not for me, it doesn't.
Okay, well, you don't take it like you should. That's why.
And I was, I don't know if it was on JP's show or maybe it was the Panejos, but they were talking about taking pills, and they're like, "How does the pill know exactly where to go? Like, if your ass hurts, how does the pill know that?" Oh, it needs to go to my ass to,
well, to, it spreads to fix my ass. Bloodstream. And it just kind of goes to your whole body.
I guess. What's it called? So I know it's kind of like, I don't know if it's a cliche question to ask or whatever, but like, so did you think that being married and the life that you would live is anything close to the life that you're living now? Like, I mean, I know every kid, every teenager, whatever, young kid, young adult, you know, I know there's different stages of life for everybody, but like the life that you're living now, is it anything close to what you envisioned your life being?
I mean, I don't know if I ever really envisioned my life being like anything, to be honest. No. I always knew that I wanted to be a mom. I've always wanted to be a mom since I can remember. And so, I mean, I don't know. And I just love being a mom. But I just honestly don't think I ever,
you know, that
envisioned anything.
That statement, I love being a mom. Like, I love being a dad. I love being a dad too. But did you ever think that being a parent, a mom or a dad, would be as hard as it is?
No.
Like, it's hard with our kids. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we got great kids. You know what I mean? But, of course, we've all faced challenges and we're still working through some stuff or whatever. But being a parent here, like, I don't know, the last 5 years has been tough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's because whenever your kids are at home,
last 6 years.
Whenever your kids are at home, like, I'm not trying to say, oh, you got power over them and you're controlling them or anything like that. But, you know, what you say goes, you know what I mean? Like, bro, this is my house. You're going to do what we say because, for one, I'm the parent. Two, you're the kid. But the moment that they leave the house, of course, I think there's still a little bit of fear, a little bit of reverence still in them that they want to do what we ask and what we say. But then they get to the point to where they're like, bro, my parents aren't here. I'm finna wild out. You know what I mean? And I think every kid, like, I don't want to say every kid, but, you know, you raise them right. You show them right from wrong. They know your struggles. They know what you've been through. And you try to, you know, put them on the right path. But kids are kids. They're going to want to experience things. They're going to, you know, I mean, just think about the life that we lived growing up, the peer pressure, maybe not even just the peer pressure, but just the pressure of being around people that you don't want to make yourself look like you're not part of the crowd or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, just trying to fit in. And that sucks for us because, for one, like, we changed the life that we were living to give them a better life. And then for them to just do whatever they're doing just kind of sucks, you know?
Yep.
Like, I mean, with all of that that we've been through, could you still honestly say you love being a mom?
Of course. Yes, I do.
Because, I mean, now, you know, think about it. The three older kids are already gone. You know what I mean? Alizé's got two beautiful girls that she's raising. Angel's got stepkids now. Doughboy's still, you know, by himself doing his thing. But Atiana's already at that final stage where she's driving. High school's getting closer to being over. She's got a job now. And that's number four. And then we have one after that.
Yep.
It's just weird because I was thinking about it the other day. Like, our house used to be so loud. Kids fighting, screaming each other's names. They're laughing. They're fighting. Two of them are clicking up on the other one. And then Atiana comes into the picture. And she's just, you know what I mean? Like, she's just all over the place. And then all of a sudden it's 3-on-1 or 2-on-2, you know what I mean? And then Bree comes into the picture, and then, you know, a couple of years later, Alizé leaves, and that changes the whole dynamic. And then Angel leaves, that changes the dynamic again, and then Doughboy leaves.
It's just life.
I know, but it's just...
And just, I mean, just because our kids have, you know, strayed away from what we have taught them and raised them in doesn't mean that I still don't love being their mom. Like,
no, I know.
It's just like, no, you, like, everything that you put me through doesn't mean that I still don't want to be your wife or love being your wife. Like,
I know. I mean, I still love being a dad too, but like, with everything that we've been through with the kids and stuff like that, like, what's some advice that you could give to a young mom, to somebody who's, you know, like, to Kaylin, who's fixing to give birth to their baby girl here pretty soon, or somebody who has a, you know, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a sweet.
I would say, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. I think I was a little too high strung, you know, like, I was so young, though, and having three kids come into my life at once, and I just wanted the best for them. I think I was probably just too high-strung and just trying to figure everything out, and everything doesn't have to be perfect, and, you know, let them be kids and let them have their own personalities, and just do your best. Like, not everybody parents the same or raises their kids the same. They just have to raise them how they feel that they need to as that child's parent.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we all don't raise our kids the same. We don't all parent the same. Not all kids are the same.
Yeah. Like,
you know, every kid can be different, and you have to discipline them different, or, you know, just different things. So,
Man, you know, with you saying that, you know, like how it's different, how everybody parents different. Nobody has it all together, right? So you can't really say that this person's right or wrong. Of course, you kind of look at some things and you're like, man, you know, like that's legit not right. You know what I'm saying? But I've never met two people with more patience for their kids than your cousin Chris and his wife Ray. They are so patient with their kids, bro. You know what I mean? Because Tristan, he's yeah. wild, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's a cool, fun, loving kid, but he's a mess, man. Like, you know, I know he drives your cousin crazy. I know he drives Ray crazy, but the way that they are with their, you know, like they paint to me, they paint a good picture. I don't want to say a perfect picture because, you know, of course they're not perfect or anything like that, but they paint a good picture of how God's love for us is, you know what I mean? Because God, you know, whenever our kids wild out, we kick them out of the house, we're selling the cars, we're doing this, we're doing that, you know? But him, like, I know their kids aren't that age, but they're like, you know, they'll pull them to the side, they'll sit there and they'll talk to them calmly. You need to calm down, you need to behave, you need to act right, you know, whatever. And then me, I'd be like, boy, I'm going to, you know what I mean? But yeah. That's kind of how God is. Like, God sees the mess that we're in, and he pulls us to the side, gives us warning signs, gives us, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth chances or whatever, but never strikes us down. You know what I mean? It's just always a calm, you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes God is stern, but not to the point to where he's scolding you or just going crazy on you, you know?
Yeah.
But man, he's got so much patience, bro. It's so crazy.
I know.
To see how he is with his kids. But, you know, I mean, you know, shout out to him because he's a good dad, man. He's a good guy. You know,
cousin Chris,
he is.
Now I'm cold. I'm going to ask Auntie if she can bring me a blanket.
But I don't know. Like, it's just crazy to think that it's been that long, dude. So much has happened in those 19 years, 22 years.
Yeah.
In June, like so many things have happened. And
I think with age too, I mean, I know I've said this before, you know, we've matured, like we've learned with the other kids and I mean, we were literally practically kids. I was a teenager, like, you know, like, we were just kids trying to raise kids, like, trying to figure it out and do the best and trying to figure each other out. And,
you know, the crazy thing, though, man, like, it makes my heart happy, but at the same time, it kind of makes me sad. It's like listening to the episode where Casey and Lalo talk to the kids. And their questions to the kids as to how we were, like, they thought the world of us, bro, you know? I mean, we did our best with them, you know what I mean? We always try to do right. And even though we were involved in the things that we were involved in, or at least me, I still wanted the best for my kids, you know? Like, I still love my kids. I still wanted, you know, for them to enjoy life and to be successful and to just, you know, be good people. And they knew that, you know, and they still know that, you know, I mean, I still love my kids, you know. But, you know, with our son, you know, me and him have bumped heads, you know, because we work together. And, you know, I've had to fire him a couple of times, and I'm to the point to where I'm like, bro, like, I need you, but I don't need you. You know what I mean? I want you, but I don't need you. Because I can get it done by myself. But I want him to know that the way that you're treating me, the way that you're acting, the way that you're going about life is not acceptable. You know what I mean? commercial.
Here's one out of Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas?
Follow me. You're rocking with the
Yo, what's up, everybody? Be sure to tune in every Friday to rock with the homies, Eric and Jonathan, on the Pendejos Podcast, streaming live on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Now back to our regular scheduled program.
Yeah.
I don't care how good of a hand you are, how hard of a worker you are. I'm not going to enable that kind of behavior, bro, because all I'm doing is ruining you in the long run.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, now we're at a point to where we're good, you know? And it's not that, and I say we're because it's me and him, but I think I could see him slowly starting to mature little by little, you know?
Yeah, me too. And,
but... You know, they're great people, man. They're great kids. They just get caught up in things like everybody. But, you know, one thing you got to just keep doing is just keep praying, you know?
Yeah. Every day. I think that, you know, we made mistakes and all parents make mistakes, but... You know, we love our kids, and we just have to know that we did our best. And They are, you know, when they become adults, they make their own decision, and that's, I mean, it is what it is. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. As hard as it is to let them go, let them make their own decisions, like, that's what they're going to do, period, No matter what.
You know, and I think we've also placed great people in their lives too, you know, like people that pray for them. And, you know, like this one lady, her name's Melissa. I think I told you about her. Her husband's, he's pretty sick, and we've been cutting her yard for years now. And I think right around the time that I started mowing for her was at the time, like right around COVID, and Doe was working with me, and then that's whenever he just kind of fell off. And so she never really got to meet him, right? And so the other day, she paid me, and she's like, you know, here's for this, here's for that, and then here's an extra 20. I hope it's okay for your helper. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, that's fine. She goes, man, he's such a good worker. You know, I seen him out here, and I just felt so bad for you guys because I just threw this on you. I said, nah, it's fine. And I said, that's my son. And she goes, oh, my gosh, that's your son? I said, yeah. And so, you know, she told me, she goes, I didn't know that was your boy. And I said, yeah. And then she had messaged me. She goes, man, thank you guys so much. Because I guess her son, because she called me yesterday, and I usually cut her grass on Thursdays, right? And she called me yesterday, and she's like, hey, my son's been real busy with school. He's finishing up, planning a graduation party. Is there any way you think you can mow his yard for us? And I said, yeah, that's fine. Just send me the address. I said, I remember where it's at, but just send me the address so that way, because he lives in duplexes and I want to make sure that I had it right. So we went over there, and she goes, and whenever you come to our house, can you do the bushes and stuff for me? And I said, yeah. I said, you know what? I said, I could do that today, but since I'm there, do you want me to just go ahead and take care of your yard as well since I'm already there? She said, yeah, whatever works for you. And so she messaged me. She's like, man, I appreciate you, you know, taking it on and doing it all kind of last minute. You know, you've always been great and all this and that. And then I said, nah, I said, you're welcome. She goes, I'm glad you got some help. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see father and son working together. And I said, yeah. I said, that's my son, man. Just, you know, keep him in prayer. And she's like, you know, definitely. What can I specifically pray for? You know what I mean? It's cool to have people like that, you know, that love God and that are really, you know, sweet people. And then she has this guy, man, that he does her fertilizing and stuff, and I get it, but, you know, my thing, then I felt like telling her, but I didn't want to. I was like, nah, I'm not going to be that guy. But she's like, you know, my fertilizer guy said that, you know, I don't know if he was trying to get her to fire me or whatever, but he was saying that there's ruts in her yard and all this and that. But every time it's wet or whatever, I always tell her, like, hey, you know, it started raining. the other day. Did you get much rain? Because if you did, then I think we need to wait. Because for one, it's not good for your blades, you know? And then two, it's not good for the yard. And anyway, she was like, you know, he keeps telling me that, you know, all this and that. And I just told him, like, man, you don't understand. This young man was sent to me from God. Just stuff like that. Because, I mean, she's cool people, you know. And, I mean, I'm so much of a yes man, but only for certain people and certain customers. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go, like her, you know, asking me, like, you know, do you think you can cut my bushes or whatever? And I said, yeah, it's cool. I'll do it. I mean, for one, I didn't have a whole lot yesterday, so I just kind of added it to my list. But she was like, man, I'm so glad that you were able to do this for me. We've been planning my son's graduation. We got family coming over, friends coming over this weekend. And this is a big help. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's kind of like it all works together for good, you know? But I don't know, man. I just kind of hope that.
Does her yard have ruts in it?
No. I don't. And then, so, like, there's this little. Okay, so they stay over here in Papalote South, right? So those lots over there are kind of like Highland Oaks. There's like no curves. It's just big old yards or whatever, right? They got those little drainage ditches or whatever, right? So that every time it rains, that's where the water stays, right? And it does get a little soft right there. And, you know, I had told her like last year, the year before, like, man, I said, if I mow your yard, I don't think I should do that rut because, you know, or whatever it's called, that little ditch, because it's going to make ruts. And she's like, okay, we'll just kind of go around it or whatever. So I would kind of just weed eat in there and I would just go around it or whatever. Well, this guy, there's like little spots where the grass isn't growing, right, at all. And he's so stuck on me being the one doing this and that. And I felt like telling her, like, if this dude's so good at what he does, then why the hell don't you have grass growing where there's no grass growing? Because he's your, like, your fertilizer guy and your, you know, like, but there's no grass right here, you know? I don't know. But I didn't tell her anything. I'm like, whatever. But she said that he's really expensive. Because, yeah, he's, you know, he's always giving us advice and he's always telling us what we should and shouldn't do, but I'm not going to let him, you know, talk me into firing you because you're so good to us. And so I don't know what this dude's problem is, but I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, she's so cool, man. She's such a nice lady.
Her flower bed looks horrible.
I know, dude. I wanted to do it yesterday, but I was so tired.
No, we just got to make time. I want to buy flowers, too. I feel like it's so late.
Nah, there's still people buying them. I mean, I think we need to go, like, this weekend for sure. But today, we're recording on a Thursday. It'll be released on a Friday because that's just how we roll. 1 week, we're on time. 1 week, we're late. 1 week, we don't do it.
Well, I mean, Tuesday was our anniversary, and then last night, we're just tired. I mean, I'm still tired. But
I don't know. I just told Doe and the guys, I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to go golfing Friday. So that's the cool thing about, you know, doing what we do. Like, I can adjust my schedule to make it work to where I could take some time off, you know? Like, I had asked one of our friends, I was like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, we're going to go golf on Friday. Can you take a day off? And he's like, man, I really can't. And it's funny because I had asked him, I don't want to say his name, but I had asked him Monday or Tuesday. I was like, hey, what's up? We're going to go golfing on Friday. Can you take the day off? And he's like, man, I can't. I'm going to be playing catch up and this and that. And usually he'll send me memes and Facebook reels and stuff. And he hadn't done it in a while. Well, the next day, meme after meme after meme after reel after reel. And I'm like, bro, I thought you're going to be catching up. You catching up on sitting in Facebook posts or what? And he's like, oh, I'm on my way to Allen Henry. I'm like, whatever, bro. And I always mess with him. I'm like, bro, I thought you were a boss, bro. Like, bosses can do whatever they want. Take a day off. You got a crew. Let them handle business, bro. He's like, man, I wish I could, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I get it, man. Whenever you're he's kind of a new business, I guess, but you have to do stuff like that every now and then. You know what I mean? You work hard and you gotta, I don't know. That's kind of how I see it. I mean, we're in two different, totally different fields, but still, man, like you have to give yourself a day off every now and then. And I mean, just took a whole week
off. Well, you deserve it. You worked hard, but you didn't. You took 4 days off because then you went back to work on Friday.
Yeah. And Saturday. And I was going to work that Sunday, too, before we left, but it rained, remember?
Oh, yeah. I think it's supposed to rain again, but
when?
Saturday and Sunday.
Man, I don't mind the rain, but
I guess Auntie's asleep. I'm over here freezing.
I think, like, if it's going to, my thing is, if it's going to rain, I want it to rain a lot to where it'll for sure be a few days before I work. Or, like, I mean, not saying that I want a few days off because I really don't. But I hate whenever it rains a lot one day just to ruin the next day. And then halfway through the day, the sun comes out, everything's dry. You know what I mean? Because I hate starting late. I like getting up early. One thing I hate is whenever my day gets ruined by stupid crap. Like the tire and the belt. I hate stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. And you're calling me and I'm like, well, can I help you? No. And I'm like, okay. I literally, oh no, you're washing stuff. I was like, I hear her. That's really annoying, but
I guess I won't call you no more, bro.
Things happen. Well, babe, I'm like, well, what? I don't know what to tell you.
But I mean,
I'm
but like, most I'm of the time sorry. I just call you because, like, I'm like, okay, for that one time.
Can I help like, you?
I had to call you because I'm like, if I don't call you, then you're going to be like, what the hell is this dude going freaking 2 hours out of town for?
Babe, I'm literally not paying attention to where you are and what you are doing. I'm working. I don't follow you on Life 360. The only time maybe I check where you're at is like to see if you're coming home, if you're close, so I don't like close the garage or something. Like I don't sit there. Like, I'm literally working. I don't sit there and follow you on Life 360.
Okay, so, like, if I didn't call you that day, and then it says, Anthony Zimmerly completed a 2-hour drive.
But I don't even pay attention to that. When I'm working, I don't. And that's fine, like, but that's not when you call me all the time.
I didn't call you today.
What happened yesterday?
Nothing. Okay. But if something happens, I'll call you.
Oh, I know.
But if I call you, it's because, like, you know, maybe I'm not going to make any money today because this is what I'm doing or whatever. It's not, I mean, yeah, I'll call just to freaking complain about crap or whatever, but most of the time it's to let you know what's going on so that way you know. But, you know, the thing about it, man, like with this job, things are going to break. You know what I mean? And that's just what I have to learn. Like, things are going to break. And then the other day, I'm like, man, you know what, bro? Like, it's okay. So that day that I caught the flat on my tire, right? It had rained the day before, remember? And you were like, why are you going to go work? It rained last night. And I'm like, well, it should be fine. I'm going to go do this one job that's going to take a little while, remember? Mm-hmm. And so I go way out there. The same job that I was at whenever the belt busted, nobody had the belt in town, so I had to go all the way to Snyder, which is like a 2-hour drive from here. But we live on the west side of town, close to Wolford, and I was way over there by Roosevelt, so I had to come all the way home, drop off my trailer, and then go all the way to Snyder, right? And then about a week later, I go back to the same house, or I don't know how long it was. No, a week and a half later, because we went to Vegas, but I went back to that house, and then I catch a flat, like legit slice my tire. Well, that day, I was talking to Jeremy. He called, or maybe I called him because I seen him passing on the road or something. Or maybe he called me. I don't know. Somebody called somebody. And so he's like, oh, no, he called me because I had called him the last time because I was passing him. But he called me, goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, just chilling, bro. He goes, you working today? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, for real? Even with all the rain we got last night? I said, yeah. So that's what Lacey said too, bro. Like, is it bad? Do I need to not work or what? And he's like, he started laughing. He goes, oh, no, man. I mean, if you think it'd be good, I mean, go get that bread. But I was like, nah. I said, why? What's up, man? You need help with something or what? He said, well, I was going to go golf today. I said, damn, for real? He was like, yeah, I was calling to see if you wanted to go. And I said, man, bro, I'm out here working. And then I talked to him a few days later. He said, see, bro, I told you, man, you should have just went golfing. I should have because I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I did a few things, but I just hate days like that. If my day does not start off good and productive, like that day I called you and it was like, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I still hadn't done anything. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of even working that day? But I needed that damn tire fixed because the next day was Thursday or Friday and I needed my mower for the churches.
Yeah. I don't know, babe. It is what it is.
The cool thing about my job, though, is I may not make the money that I was going to make today, but I'm still going to make it. Because those jobs need to get done. These people aren't going to just fire me because I don't show up. You know what I mean? That's one thing about my people, man, is that they're great people. I've been working with them forever. And I was talking to Roy the other day, too. And he said, man, the cool thing about people is that they know that you're going to show up. They know that you're going to get there. You're going to get the job done. You're going to do a good job. And everybody's happy. He said, you know, I was talking to Lisa and I was like, man, when did Anthony start working Saturdays? And then she goes, oh, no, he doesn't. But he was out of town, so he has to work Saturday. You know what I mean? So they know what it is. You know what I mean? But all my people, I just let them know, like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be able to be there today. Is that cool? It's not a big deal. The grass will be here whenever you get here, you know? But there are some people, like today, Lisa texted me and said, hey, I'm going to have a dinner tonight. Whenever you come, can you blow off the back patio? So I was like, yeah, that's fine. But basically kind of letting me know, like, hey, you can't flake on me, bro. Like, I'm having a dinner tonight. You know what I mean? So stuff like that, I'll make sure to put it, you know, priority. But there's some people that, like, you know, I got a friend who sent me money last night. And it said prepayment. And then he texted me this morning, like, hey, bro, I sent you money last night. Is there any way you think you can get me in? And I did it because, I mean, my day was kind of thin, which it really wasn't, but it kind of was. And I was like, yeah, it's fine, but I don't do that for everybody, you know? Like, you got to be one of my people for me to get you in. Because most of these people, like, every time they ask me to do stuff for them, I always ask them, is it like a one and done? Like, you just need me this one time? Or can I put you on my list? And then they're like, oh, well. You know, like this, that one lady that lived in Leslie's old house. Mm-hmm. Bro, I hit her for $175, bro. She ain't never even called me back. But she told me, she goes, well, I think we probably just need it once a month. But if it's only once a month, then it's going to be that much or more every time. So I don't care, you know?
Because it's a big property, right?
It's big and bad. It was bad that one time we did it. I mean, it's big. I could deal with big, but if it's big and bad, then that's different, you know? Because, I mean, I do a bunch of big properties. Like, I do a few in Highland Oaks, and I do them weekly. So it's just $100. But if they were to tell me, you know, every 2 weeks or, you know, whenever I call you, then yeah, it's going to be 150 or more, you know. But if I'm doing it on a regular, it's not going to look like crap whenever I get there. We're good, you know.
Yeah. Gosh, we had to change our credit card. Because we kept getting these charges and these Amazon things keep getting declined.
What, people are ordering or what?
Mm-hmm. But I think she did like a 1-day ship, so I can go up there tomorrow and see if it came and hook it back on there. I shouldn't want to put a different car. I mean, I could just put a different car on there, but.
For what? For work?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
A different car for what?
Amazon. You're not listening.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but like, I guess I don't know what you're really talking about. Like, you have one card and then you have another card. But I thought one, like, y'all have one card for specific stuff.
Some things are on specific cards, and Amazon is on that card, and I want to keep it on that card. That's why I don't want to connect another card to it. Because that, so, 'cause some certain things that come out monthly or whatever on certain cards, and that's the way I like it. And then Amazon's on that one card, so.
All right, well, I guess we'll wrap this one up. You got any shout-outs?
Shout-out to all the moms out there.
For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day.
To all the single moms that are doing it. And that's so annoying when people post stuff like that. Or not, it's whenever they say. I'll say it for Mother's Day, too, but. Oh, you know, so-and-so is a single mom, so shout out to her for Father's Day type crap. You know what I mean? Like, nah, man, like.
I know, that's so annoying. So don't be saying that, people.
Yeah, all you single dads. Shout out to all the single dads because they're doing it.
You know, give credit where credit is due. But don't do it like that.
Yeah, it's just kind of corny. It's kind of corny. Yeah, shout out to all the moms for Mother's Day. If you still have your mom here, cherish her because it sucks whenever you don't. But but anyways, I guess we'll holler at you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.
Let me find out. Whoa, let me find out. Let me find out. The podcast to let you find out. The podcast.